Welcome to Intuitive Art Sales. This is the show where I, Jessica Craddock, am going to teach you how to source your art marketing from within. You're going to practice claiming that authentic art business that you want and leading it to the most natural way for you to get there. You're going to learn to get connected to your intuition, your confidence, and your community so that you can sell your art consistently while holding strong boundaries on your work-life balance. Welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. I'm here with the beautiful Agnes Russo, who is a contemporary abstract artist whose work is really about being an invitation to stop and recharge and feel that serenity and relaxation. And we got to have a moment to talk about like the symbolism behind her lines and her colors. And ooh, it's fun and it's beautiful. And you should go talk to her more about that. But also, she, over this past year, has felt really, like a lot of you have, really challenged by who are my buyers and where are they? And she was struggling to look for that motivation and not really seeing the wins that she was having. But with the help of her artist group that she is in, kept going and is finally coming back around to, you know what? People need my work. People want my work. So before we even start, I'll say, if you don't have an artist group, go get you one because you need it. And with that, let's chit chat, Agnes. First off, hi. I'm so glad you're
Hello.
Here. Second off,
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm glad. I want to start with a quick little exercise that will be beneficial to you and also to maybe some of the other people listening, because I feel like you have had some really significant wins over the past year, and yet you were still in that headspace of feeling challenged, disappointed. Maybe, is this even the right thing for me? Yet, all these wonderful things were happening to you at the same time. So I really want to talk about, first off, what were some of those wins? What were some of the amazing things that happened this year? So that one, you can see them a little better, and also people can see, even when these things are happening, it's normal to feel like things aren't working. And how are we getting out of that? So is that okay? I just kind of sprung that on
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes. That's
all right. Mm-hmm. Tell me, let's start with top three or five things that you could say you should be really proud of this year over the long haul. I don't care, whatever it is. Uh-huh. But what are some things that you have kicked butt at?
Oh, I love that. That's a sweet reminder of, you know, what we should actually remember every single day. So this year, I started from showing a plant that is popping a lot, and it was very good for me. I spoke many of my art business was very successful, and I was super happy about it. The second thing was that I started collaboration this year with different brands. Some of the brands that I'm actually using daily, and I love them, and I am just like blown out by the quality of the product. And they did love to actually collaborate with me. And you know, everything went well and successful and wonderful. I'm so happy. And I am actually continuing to receive the invitation to collaborate. So it is not yet over. It is still going on. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me stop you real quick and then we'll keep going. Mm-hmm. I feel like probably, correct me if I'm wrong, but Agnes of 2 or 3 years ago would say, when brands are reaching out to me to ask for collaborations on a regular basis, I will have made it. Do you think that that's an accurate statement?
Can you rephrase that?
Yeah. So let's go into the past. Let's say three years ago.
Yes.
At that point in time, I don't think you had brands reaching out to you to say, hey, let's collaborate.
No.
Will you promote my product? Will you help me sell this thing. We'll promote you if you promote us, that kind of thing. That wasn't happening. But looking from that 3 years in the past, looking into the future, if you had seen that as a possibility, well, if this paintbrush that I really love reached out to me and said, hey, Agnes, will you promote our paintbrush? Would you, as that 3 years ago person, thought, if that would happen to me, I will have everything I need. I will have made it. I will be successful.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Because I was looking at different artists and I was like, oh, they're doing so well. They are like collaborating with different artists and, you know, they are collaborating with different brands. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's crazy. And, you know, I was so not jealous, but just very excited.
I want that too.
Yes, I want that too. I was asking myself how I can do that. Okay.
Right. So now that it's happening and you're not even trying to make it happen.
No.
Like, think about 2001 Agnes being so proud of you. That's one thing that I like to do when I'm feeling like I'm not making progress is I think back at 3 years ago me and say, what would they say to me now? Okay. That was one thing. Keep going.
What more? Yes, I got featured in Saatchi. Saatchi platform, Saatchi website, and I was one of the future artists from Dallas, one of the few artists for Dallas, featured on the Saatchi platform, and they saw my art, they fell in love with it, they saw it in person also, so that makes it, and it was not just the online presence, and they really loved my art, so they featured me, and I'm one
That's
of
huge.
Them. It's your artist. It's huge. It's huge. Yes, then we're promoting us. And, you know, I got actually featured twice on the platform this year. But yes.
Saatchi promoted you twice. You were feeling like, I don't know if this is worth it. Maybe I should stop. People don't respond as well to my art as I think they should. I'm not making fun of you at all. I'm just reflecting. I'm going to use this word, and I mean it, and I mean it kindly. It's not going to sound kind, but how ridiculous that is.
It is. It is very ridiculous, and I know that. And I was trying to read my heart set about that.
And when I love someone, I want to smack them around a little bit and be like, look how cool you are.
I think I'm impatient, you know. I am a very impatient person, you know, that, you know, something is happening, and I know that it's wonderful. It's like, so amazing, and I will like tell everyone about it. But when I don't see the result right away, I feel like, oh, maybe that would work with me, feel like people, and I don't know. It's just the imposter syndrome, you know, which kicks sometimes, especially in the moments when something is not going when you wish, you know, and it's just a human mind, you know, tending to focus on bad things instead of focusing on the good one. That will give us actually the energy to keep going and create. Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to say that if you are listening and you're like, well, that's great for her. She has all that stuff, but I don't have any of that stuff. I want you person listening to go backwards 3 years and say, what do I have now that I didn't have 3 years ago? And what would 3 years ago person say to me now? And look at it from a reflection instead of a what I don't have yet, because you will never have what you think you should have, because the needle moves. As soon as you get there, it's something else.
Yes, that's true. But I also learned 3 years that, you know, I learned how to be confident and how to express what you are feeling. So, you know, my way of not feeling good, not feeling so happy about my art. Yes, that's all real and that's all true. That was, you know, happening. But I also learned that, I cannot keep it to myself. That I, you know, I've heard it with my art friends because they understand me. And they knew that I would not give up. It was just my way of saying, I'm so tired. I don't know where to find my energy to keep going and to believe. So we will never give up. But that's how it is. You know, artists will never give up. We may change that thing. We may, you know, decide that we will not be present on social media for a while, or we will wait for ourselves or something. But we will never give up. We cannot give up the art that side, you know, it will always be visible, in maybe in a different way, but it will be visible. Maybe we will switch to something else. We will try different medium. Maybe, you know, we will try, I don't know, maybe we will decorate the houses instead of this much. But we will always do something, you know, that art will always be in us. It's possible to quit.
All right, we'll just be vulnerable for a minute. I decided a long time ago, I'm not really an artist because I don't feel like I have to make the art. I don't feel like it's in me and it has to come out. It was more of, I just like to do it. But I think that was a bunch of BS. I don't know where I'm going there. I just wanted to say that out loud for myself and for maybe anyone who's like, well, maybe I'm not really an artist because I don't have to make it. It's not in me. I'm not trying to say something.
But it's not only about fleeting, you know? Your art is healthy, people. You are such a good artist. You understand, you know? You just know before even asking. You're about something, you know? You are so intuitive. You know, it's everything. Art is not only like making something physical in that moment.
Right. Because,
you know, it's about writing, it's about sharing art, it's about being so bigger, you know. And maybe
that.
One day you will actually sit and paint something and that will be, you know, proof of art. I don't know. I understand you and I feel you because a lot of people in my path, especially like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they pointed at me, what are you doing? Because I never went to art school. And they even said to me, like, you know, face to face. And I had so many art classes during my, you know, university time. And all the time, you know, I did like actually design school. So I was painting all the time, but I was not maybe painting something realistic. Because for a lot of people, only realistic artists, you know.
We sure. Don't. Everybody's got their
opinion. You know, of course, yes. And it's nothing wrong about it, so it's fine. But I was thinking really like, you know, those negative thoughts will get to you and you will start to doubt yourself in the weak moment, you know. And the same people, 3 years later, they found out how much I tried for my art and they saw that it actually turned out, you know, many pieces. And they were like, you know, I said, well, yeah, this is what I'll do. That was such a funny moment. I should have like really feel it because it was like, oh, and
really?
Even pay so much. I said, well, you know, this is actually not a full price. It was something counts. And they were like so shocked and you know.
And it always helps to get that validation from someone else to feel more like you are an artist, but it really has to come out of you. And I love what you said about how art is not just this or art is not just that. It's creativity in general. To summarize, I'm not saying it as nicely as you did, but yes. So Agnes got her groove back. What are we doing now that we've switched our energy around? And, you know, it'll go up and it'll go down and it'll always go round and round. But since we're on and up, what are we doing to capitalize on that?
I think that every artist should probably remember that it will be always, you know, it's a roller coaster. So it will go up and it will go down. And you need to find out how to deal with everything that you have said when you are down. So, you know, hang out with your art, do something to it. You know, don't do what you don't want the first. But, you know, just choose what you're not doing.
But what is Agnes going to do since she's in this good energy? You've already got your art group.
What I will do, I will definitely focus on my special event now. I am still figuring out my audience. I am trying to get more visibility. And I am very conscious about it that I have to, like, I would love to improve it online too. You know, not only the things that you know, are there to see my art and ask questions, but I would love to have some collectors also, like, honestly, okay, that's how it is. I would try to different investment events, and, you know, through the years, I gained confidence, actually, thanks to you, Jessica, too, because you were the first one telling me
to go
and ask what I want and to reach out to the people, to reach out to local people, to reach out to the people that I would like to collaborate with, you know. And so I have been doing really. So that's thanks to you. I have been like reaching out to many people, asking for many emails or something. And I know that now what I need to do, I need to be big, because this will not happen over, you know, a day. I need time for everything.
What is this? You said this will not happen over a day. This will not happen overnight. What is the goal?
You know, even to receive the response from the people I reach out, I have like few places that I would really, really love to have my art in. I read through galleries that I love, and I know that it would take time to get even cheap at least enough from them. And if they would say no, I would continue to work, and I would definitely reach out to one of them, maybe next year or so. So, you know, it will take time. It will take
okay.
time. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I am growing. I thought like 3 years ago that I am so ready and that's it. You know, I should be successful in one. But I know that I am actually growing and exploring. So,
yes. For sure,
I have to be patient with myself. And of course, it also allows myself to rest, because, you know, I don't rest. I need that, you know.
I know.
Yeah. You know. So I need to just rest and also celebrate my week.
Yeah. Yes.
I will actually celebrate my week this week. So that's my plan for the week.
Mm-hmm. When do you meet your art groups? Maybe you could start a new thing where you celebrate a win a week or something like that, where you have to name something.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We have been doing that a little bit, but then everyone, I feel, forgot about it. And I don't know why it's so easy to forget about such people. You can celebrate, you know, celebrate.
That's such an important piece.
And big ones, yes. Yeah, but we always, I see that all the time, like all of us, we will just forget about it. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying this to you like so matter-of-factly. And then I was thinking this morning, I need to write down my wins. What are my wins? What have I done? Have I done anything? And I've done, I know I've done a crap load, and I've done some really great stuff over the past month. And I'm having a really hard time nailing down what that was. It's not easy to do.
It is not easy. Like, I will do a quick collaboration with, not yet official, but it will be a brand in Italy, and they will show my videos in Rome and Milan.
Wow.
In the public space. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have to spend one of those videos. Yeah, I have to. It's a big deal. Come on. And I don't know why we don't celebrate them.
Play it down, forget about it, pass right over it.
Yes.
But that's how we get to the space that we were describing that you were previously in.
Hey there, lovely listeners of Intuitive Art Sales. It's Jessica Craddock, your guide to navigating the exciting world of marketing from an authentic place. I have a special request for you. I have shared tips and insights and stories on how to connect with your intuition, boost your confidence, nurture your community, and maintain those all-important boundaries to create a fulfilling work-life balance. And the amount of support you have shown me is incredible, and your feedback is invaluable. So here's the ask. Would you please take just a few moments to leave a rating and a review for Intuitive Art Sales? You can share your thoughts, your breakthroughs, or simply why you love tuning in. It is this little small action that can have a big impact on artists worldwide, just like you. And I also want to say thank you for being a part of this family and for helping me find others who need help on their creative path. Your unique voice matters, and together we're making the world a more inspired and vibrant place. So with so much gratitude, thank you for rating and reviewing us on your favorite podcast platform. It means the world to me.
We were saying, what is Agnes going to do next? You said, I'm going to continue doing these reach outs to galleries I really want to be in. And I want to have a better online presence where I'm doing more sales from that and not such a significant gap between that and what I'm doing in person. Where I wanted to go with that was you were telling me something before we started recording about what you learned in this last art festival that really did a great job of drawing people in. So online is just a virtual version of what you're doing in person. And yeah, it's a little harder to execute as well. But if we're learning things in person, let's bring them online. So what were you telling me about what you learned from your in-person stuff recently?
So I learned that, you know, people actually are interested in my art. They want to learn about it. They want to hear about it. They want to bring it home. At least in my in-person, even my art is different as a figure. I often think about myself as a black sheep during the festivals. But I figure out that, you know, people like that. They found the connection with my art because I introduced my meaning of my art to them. And it was not directly, it was just through the, you know, then I printed a statement and I put it close to my entrance so everyone can stop and can read it if they are interested in my art, if, you know, my art speaks to them. And they have done that. And that was really, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful, you know, when the people were like reading, stopping, thinking. I attract a lot of people that are introverts, I think, and they don't want to really start the conversation right away and feel that they need to buy something. Even if I never, ever push the people to buy my app because, you know, that's not what it's about. But the quick introduction, like I changed totally actually my bio. And it was very good, but it was not telling anything. And I realized that this year, very silly, you know? And I said, whoa. No one really listened to me if they were reading. They were just seeing it in one of the million apps there, like, you know, yeah. So I actually make it more personal, and it was a little bit intimidating, but I changed it, and I added something more personal from my life, and I also printed out my bio, and I put it. And everyone was happy. Like, a lot of people were reading, and they were itch, and they feel itself that they know me a little bit better. They know my art is about. They were just coming to the book, reading, worship my art, and then coming to me and giving me a seat. And that was very meaningful. So I was like, just like, oh, that's wonderful, you know, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And often they were just going, and I couldn't see it, that they were thinking about it and coming back and buying.
Okay, so let's break this down for a second. They are drawn to your artwork. They come in and look at it because it doesn't look like everything else that is there. When I know in the past, a lot of times you've worried about that where,
yes,
I don't know if my art fits in here because it's not what people are buying everywhere else. So maybe I need to look where I fit in. So number one, black sheep. Number two, you're grabbing their attention with, what is my art about? And being a little bit more personal and a little bit more vulnerable, where they then feel comfortable to start a conversation with you, think about the work, and eventually come back and buy it. So when we compare that to your online process, what's happening? Are you a black sheep? Are you being vulnerable and personal? Are you having people come back and start conversations? Like, is any or all of that working right now?
I am definitely not enough open, I would say. I feel like, you know, that can be also my past experience with my account being hacked. And I still probably see it because it was such a trauma for me. Not because I lost something, but because they were contacting my followers and using my name. But that was the worst part of it. But I feel like I don't know if I can be more open. I don't know if I can be more vulnerable. I don't know if I want to share it because of the previous experience.
Right.
And that stops me sometimes. And I know that I should because, you know, I watch other accounts I know, like, this is not only artists, but like the accounts that I love, and you know, and I see that the people are connecting. Really, I don't know that it's working for them. And I really know that, but it's just that me having trouble to trust. Not people, but I don't know, like, this.
I mean, it is people and it isn't. Like,
yeah, I don't know, like, I don't see enough of them. Maybe or something like that. I feel like, oh, this will like stay forever there, and if I will make any mistakes, you know, my English is not my first language, obviously, even though I am American right now. But still, you know, like, I see, like, if I will, like, man, I don't care so much about the language anymore, and that also fades to you. But sometimes it feels challenging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Yeah. So in that place, I want my online presence to be better. I want it to sell more. I want people to really feel it and want to buy from me. Yeah. And I have trauma. My account was stolen. They contacted my followers and pretended to be me. And I'm afraid of that information living out there on the internet forever. And what if I make a mistake? So it's almost like, and this is also very normal, it's almost like I just talked to two different people who told me two completely different things.
Yes, I feel confident in person, but I don't feel confident in, enough confident in online presence.
In sharing.
Or maybe not that. It's a direct, because I love my videos and I love to make posts and, you know, talk about my art. But it is just me, maybe be more present than me physically, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like I can make videos, I can make posts, I can make things that perform well and people will like, but I'm doing it with a shell where I'm going to make beautiful things. And I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you a teeny tiny little bit, but you don't get to get past the wall because I'm not ready to let you pass the wall. Right?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. It's like I want to give you all beautiful stuff that I have, but you don't need to necessarily know who I am.
But you have just experienced in person. That's not what sells your work. So which one is true? And there's not a wrong answer here. I'm not going to say you have to go be vulnerable on that. There's not a wrong answer. But which one is stronger? I want that online presence to better reflect the experience that I'm having in person. Or I want to keep myself safe and slightly closed off and continue to be something pretty online. I want to be pretty versus I want my online experience to reflect my in-person experience. Which feeling is stronger?
Honestly, it is very difficult question that I don't know if I had answer for it today, because I want to be there, but at the same time, I don't know if I'm ready, like physically, you know, and mentally to overcome this, like, you know, the block with IRSB that I went to after my account stolen, you know, because it was a drama.
It was a trauma and it was hard and it was long.
Yeah. Yes, it was long. And everyone told me that I will never get it back. I will get it back, of course, that I will never quit.
Watch.
But, you know, just watch it. Yes. So I think that it's a matter of trust that I have to actually work on it. And maybe actually even the conversation between us and, you know, saying it will help me. Because I feel it is really like, I never thought about it so deeply. So I knew, but I never like thought about it that well. That can be something that is bluffing me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I am a true believer that once you know what is going on, you can decide how to do it.
Right. That's the hardest part, is recognizing it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you can accept it or you can change it, but at least you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we have done this together. And I'm not gonna go through the whole exercise. But let's skip to the end. So what is the thing? Forget about the whole conversation we just had. But if you could have anything with your art business, what feelings, what values, what's most important for you to get out of all this effort that you're putting in? What matters the most?
I would really love to be able to paint collection and to feel like I sell them. I don't need to sell everything. It's not about that. It's not like that. But just, you know, sell enough to feel confident and motivated to paint more and you explore more. I tend to adapt my style when something is going wrong, that maybe I need to change something. But at the same time, I really know the more you paint and more you explore and more you exhibit, you will really understand your style. And you know, the fast going on, that you need to be have a the style that everyone will recognize you and, you know, understand that, oh, you know, this is your work. I think it's really putting a lot of pressure to the artist, and it's not allowing us to explore enough. And I found out this year that this is silly and I need to just paint, because every time I will go and paint something, even that I will like to, this is something that I will paint today, I will still go to my style. I will still do what, that, you know, it will still be me. I cannot copy someone else, you know. It will still look like my work. So
yeah.
We are free to experiment, okay? So, yeah. I feel like, you know, with time, maybe I will change that. I don't know. But if I will sit and complain, it will still be the same. Nothing will happen. Yeah.
Okay. One more thing. Mm-hmm. Let's add a feeling to that. How do you want to, you said confident and motivated to explore more. Are there any other feelings you want to add into that mix, or is that a good summary?
I think this is a good summary. I would not say like fulfillment, because everything is changing. And I think that the motivation is what key. If you are motivated, you can change so much and you can achieve so much, you know. The feeling confident and motivated is what I was like to, you know, feel.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So now we're going back to our previous conversation for just a minute, and then we're going to wrap up. On one hand, you said, I said, I put my words in your mouth, I want to be pretty online. And on the other side, you said, I want my work to connect online. So those are two different executions, right? But if the ultimate thing that we want is to sell more and be confident and motivated and explore more, how is being pretty online going to give you more of that or keep you from that?
Well, the thing is that I really put a little effort to the videos that I am making and pictures. It's just my style. So I'm not trying to make them more beautiful. Like, you know, it's just my style. This is me. This is really me. Like,
what I'm trying to say is like the surface versus the deep, I guess, is
true.
The best way to put that.
But the part, yes, the part, like I feel like the aesthetic part is really me. It reflects me and, you know, who I am and how I see the world and how, what do I want to, like, you know, thanks to the people I share with the people. I think the only part is me being more open.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
So I think like if I would like ask me being more present, like, you know, present by maybe sharing something more personal, like, you know, maybe not even very personal, but maybe something, I don't know, even fault or something, and maybe sometimes showing my face more and talking to stories, and maybe that will help. I don't know.
Okay.
I had this idea to maybe invite artists and to talk, because I would really love that.
Right.
Really fun.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question a different way. If you were more open, personal, and present in your Instagram account, how would that help you or keep you from selling more, being more confident, more motivated to explore? Would that give you more or less of the thing that you want?
I think it could give me more, actually, but... I don't know, because the next question is that Instagram is really unpredictable. You never know. You actually never know until you try,
mm-hmm.
right? But if I don't go and don't try, I will never know. It can go very well, and it can be the same.
Yeah.
Which I don't think. I think it will bring more actually people because you will be more real.
Even if it doesn't bring more people, it might help you sell more work, feel more confident, be motivated to explore more, even if it brought you zero more people.
Yeah. It's not about the people. Like for me, online presence, like Instagram, it's never been about the people. I was never like growing. I was sharing what I like. That's it. And that people came back to me. I was never like focusing like, oh yes, how many followers. If you will ask me how many followers I had last year and this year, I will not be able to. Because I never checked that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how many.
I think that's perfectly healthy.
I will say less than last year. No, now I have more than last year, but I don't know how many, if it's like hundreds of thousands. Or I don't know.
Honestly, I with my clients this year have been really big about tracking data. And that is one statistic I have not told a single person to track. How many followers do you have? Doesn't matter. Okay. So the point that I was trying to get to was I wanted you to see how either being more open, present, and personal versus just sharing more of that this is pretty stuff will help you get more or less of the thing that you want, which you told me was to sell work, be more confident and motivated, and explore more. That is your ultimate goal. So as you are moving forward and considering this question more for yourself, think about, if I do this, will it get me more of what I want? Or do I predict it will get me more of what I want? Versus if I listen to the other side of me that was my alter ego in this conversation, will that side get me more or less of what I want? And using that as your gauge to help you decide if it's worth moving through the uncomfortableness or not. And maybe the answer is no. And maybe the answer is yes. But you get to decide based on your vision.
I think the answer is yes, because it's always worth to try, you know, and to see. But I will never only count to online. Like, you know, I will, the balance between in person and online. So don't, I will never like wanted to switch all my energy to build like online presence.
Yeah.
But I want to also keep the in person. But the balance between two will be amazing. I think it's what we want, you know, because it will take a little bit away from us, you know, like the pressure of also being always present. With artists, it's hard because we make our problem.
Right.
It's not that we are, you know, I don't advertise my daily outfit that I can change every day and every day make the same video of me in the new outfit, okay, or different outfit. With art, it's different. We can produce only so much. And, you know, producing for social media doesn't make any sense, to be honest. And it's true, we can share it in the different ways and we can, you know, post it in the different ways. That all is true, okay? But at the same time, sometimes it's harder for us if we only count on showing what we produce because that will exhaust. Okay? Yeah. So we need to find the balance. What we want to share it, maybe something else. I don't know. I am trying to figure this out, like how to share less.
Okay. So here's the mindset switch I want you to adopt. It's not online versus in person. It's how can online further the beautiful connections that I already am creating in person? How can it supplement that instead of, oh, there's a whole audience and I have to entertain them?
Connection, right? How to connect.
Can making this real help me further connect with the person that I met who was wearing the blue shirt and carrying the Yorkie? I feel like that's a very freeing switch. So I'm going to give you that to marinate on. And we're going to wrap up. Okay, takeaway. What's your big takeaway? And then we'll wrap up. You can pick
the
one.
Biggest takeaway, yeah, it is probably the fact about online presence and, you know, the connection between in-person and online. That it is possible to do it, and, you know, it will require to take some risk from my side, because I am trying to be more protect a little bit myself from social media, but maybe worth it to try. You know, the only way to see it is to go and to do it.
Perfect.
And I also love that, you know, the way you said it, that we, when we have the bad moment, we have to always go back and see how Agnes from 3 years, you know, back, which did about what I'm doing right now. So I really like that, because it was so easy to just don't focus and forget all the good stuff that is happening, the small stuff that's happening to us, probably every day. If not every day, definitely every week. It will be something that we can be proud of.
You can always come up with something. I like to write them down every day. I struggle to do that, if we're being perfectly honest, but at least once a week is important. And mm-hmm. I will add one more thing. You said the 3 years, which was the number I used. But if you're struggling with that, even, you can go back further, like 10 years. Tell me where people should go to look at your work. Where do you want them to go?
You can feel free to connect with me on Instagram or on Facebook. I mean, not very active on Facebook, but you can still see my art and, of course, on my web.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you had a preference, or if you could say the best place for you to go for you is...
Oh, the best place will be Instagram or my website.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Lovely. Mm-hmm. This was fun. Did you have fun?
Oh, yes. I always have fun with you. I was just sitting and thinking how I missed that.
We're going to have to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Agnes. I really appreciate your time, and it was lovely to get to connect with you, and we shall chat again soon.
Thank you so much. It was lovely and always eye-opening and wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. All right. Talk soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet, be sure to hit subscribe so that you can get new episodes loaded straight onto your phone as soon as they're ready. And as an added bonus, when you subscribe, it helps other artists find this advice so we can learn how to make our art more valuable as a community. What could be better than that? And be sure to say hello and let me know you've been listening over on Instagram. My handle is @artistmarketcup. I would love to hear from you.